What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're wrapping up on the situation with Fukushima. Basically, we have experts from around the world who are not on a government or General Electric paycheck. Basically saying we're not seeing the end of the situation yet. We don't know how it's going to end. We don't know what the ultimate burden to the planet of radioactivity is going to be. We know it's already worse than Chernobyl. Certainly from last weekend where Japan said, oh, our bad, the radiation release has actually been 10 times what we told you it was. And so all of those corporate media outlets that were saying, oh, it's only one-tenth of what Chernobyl was, they need to back up and say, yeah, it's Chernobyl. They won't. General Electric has a lot of pull. They're running their line dance commercial on all the networks as a bribe. Go on saying nuclear power is safe and radiation is good for you, and we'll keep on buying ad space on your network for oodles and oodles of money. If you dare tell the truth about Fukushima, you can kiss that part of your ad budget goodbye. Now, there's this system from France that was being touted as the way that the Japan was going to clean up the water from the reactor. All this water they're pouring in and it's flowing out into the ocean, they were going to start capturing it and putting it in a pool, and they were going to treat it with this French system that was going to make the water magically pure, and they could bottle it as Perrier and sell it all over the world, things like this. Apparently, what they're not telling you is this French system will remove certain of the isotopes from the water, but not all of them. And as a result, where it has been used before, it actually results in contaminated water being thrown back into the ocean, and it's been blamed for increasing incidences of leukemia and beaches that are so radioactive they can't be used in Europe. It is a public relations solution only. It's not really going to make the water all that much better and safer. It's like that old commercial they had where they were talking about smog, and they had two cars and big balloons over the exhaust, and one was black and one was clear, and said, see, our gas is better than the environment. And what they weren't telling you is if you walk into the clear one, it's going to kill you just as dead as the black one. It's all for appearances. Now, up in Chernobyl, they're trying to build a second containment around the containment because 25 years on, the thing is still leaking. Which is why entombment was never going to work in Fukushima, not only because entombment doesn't work, but because they're right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. But they're trying to build a new one at Chernobyl. They're running into problems there. Apparently, it's leaking a lot worse than they were expecting when they went in to do the work here. Meanwhile, one of the veterans of the original Chernobyl disaster is basically saying the Japanese are messing up Fukushima. They're guessing. They're taking desperate chances. They're trying to look good for the world, and they're not really accepting, let alone dealing with the reality of what's going on in that facility here. All right, moving right along here, a couple of science articles, and this gets back to our situation with the economy here. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, ready to take your calls and put you on the air with whatever is troubling your head today. America is losing its preeminence in space exploration. June will be the last flight of a space shuttle, and after that, the United States will no longer be able to fly men into space. It's like we are going back to the 1950s in many ways. A lot of bombs, a lot of soldiers, and not much else going on here. Meanwhile, funding for the SETI Institute, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, is being shut down. No more money for that, because we need to pay for bombs to drop all over those Libyans, to teach them to go back to private central banking. And that's gone. Funding for searching for asteroids that might whack us is being cut back. And it could be well argued that even if we saw a big rock like that coming into the Earth, what are we going to do about it? We don't have the technology to go up there and do anything about it anymore. We'll be right back after these commercials.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to cover a couple of stories here. Maybe not as world-shaking as things like Fukushima and the Gulf oil disaster. But as you're probably aware, there was an incident where an aircraft lost a section of its fuselage, Southwest Airlines, 737. And the NTSB is looking into this near-miss accident. And they found that rivets used to assemble the plane were incorrectly installed, that the holes the rivets went into were actually somewhat larger than the rivet. Now, if you know anything about fabrication of metalworking, you understand that the rivets only work if there's no play in the components. They're not wiggling back and forth. And so it is essential that the diameter of the hole the rivet goes into and the diameter of the rivet are exactly the same thing. If you ever get a chance to look at airline fasteners, it's a whole specialty within hardware manufacture. It's not the stuff that you get going down to Home Depot or City Mill or Builders Emporium. This is a whole separate subcategory of fabrication. They're precise parts because they have to be. And what the NTSB is finding on this Southwest plane is the holes were not only the wrong size, they weren't even round. They were oblong, meaning somebody was just reaming them out with a screwdriver. And I mention this because we had this documentary from Al Jazeera not too long ago about this scandal over at Boeing regarding the 737NG, the next generation, sort of a replay of the aircraft. And in order to make the aircraft economical, in other words, in order to be able to take the maximum profit out of it, there were some very stringent requirements regarding the fabrication and assembly, that computer-driven milling tables had to be used because the parts had to fit together perfectly so that stresses and loads were distributed evenly. And what these whistleblowers found was this company was not able to get their computerized milling table to work. They were cutting out the parts by hand, and when they wouldn't go together correctly, they were literally wanging them into place with a hammer. All of this shortens the lifespan of these components. And these are components that are core to the fuselage itself. They're not easy to replace. You basically have to strip the whole aircraft down and put it back together to deal with this problem. Or basically take anything that's useful off the plane and scrap the fuselage. So the next question we need to find out is, are these misshapen, missized, faulty rivet assemblies part of this Boeing problem that has been known about for months? FAA, NTSB, and find out if yet again those taxpayer-funded institutions that are supposed to be looking out for the public good are turning a blind eye in the face of corporate profit-taking. Up in Alaska, the House of Representatives is urging the TSA to reconsider the pat-down policy in light of these small children, 5 and 6 years old, being given full-body pat-downs because their mothers don't want them to be given cancer in these cancer machines they're using. TSA is going to fight it tooth and nail. The TSA is already out there at sporting events, bus stations, train depots with portable cancer machines. And I think it's okay to call them that because these machines are actually putting out 10 times as much radiation as TSA says they are. Oh, my stars and heavens, it was an error. Our bad. We thought we had good numbers, and we don't. Same thing that we hear over there in Fukushima. And they're out there. The manufacturers are making huge amounts of money off of these things, and you are going to get cancer from them. Of course, we all know what's going to happen. You know, when you get cancer and you're looking for somebody to sue for it, you know, the TSA will say, oh, you got it from Fukushima. And General Electric's reactors. And General Electric say, oh, no, you got it from the TSA. And the finger pointing will go on, and you will die horribly, and they'll get their money, and they'll be happy about it. It's life in the United States of America. So the Alaska legislature is saying, we really don't want these here in our airports. And the TSA is saying, oh, we need this to fight terrorism. Oh, how many terrorists have you actually caught? Well, we haven't caught any, but we will someday, I'm sure. Now, speaking of pointless intrusions into privacy and so forth, and by the way, I just to mention, they arrested yet another TSA worker for distributing child porn. I know we mentioned this yesterday, but I wanted to follow up on the thing. Apparently, he was taking photos of underage girls in provocative poses, I guess that's the best way to describe it, and posting them on Facebook, something like 100 of these things that he put out there. And he included a photo of himself in his TSA uniform. Proof that the TSA does not require a high IQ to put on those rubber gloves. Now, getting back over to the scandal involving the cell phones, the iPhone and the Android, and by the way, apparently some kind of a major patch to iPhone went out earlier today because I plugged in my iPhone and said, oh, we've got an update for you. And maybe they're moving the file or maybe they're renaming it, because it turns out that this capability of tracking your location and keeping a record of it is not new to the iPhone 4 operating system. Researchers have basically come forward to confirm that earlier versions of the iPhone had it as well, using cell towers instead of GPS. All that happened in iPhone 4 was they changed the name of the file and where it was located on the phone to sort of obfuscate what's going on. But apparently, these phones do have these records of where you're going, and they go back for years and years, and it's something that, you know, the government mandated phones be able to determine their position, and the phone companies are keeping a record of everywhere that you go. Whether they're doing it on their own or at the behest of the government is still undetermined. But apparently it's been going on for years and years and years. I've gotten emails from people saying, well, why do you, how do you care if the government knows where you go? Are you doing something you shouldn't be? And the answer is no, I can't afford to do something I shouldn't be. But it's none of the government's business if I'm going to the Shell station as opposed to the Chevron. It's none of their business. And I'm a very private person, and I have a right to privacy. But remember, when the government strips away your privacy, they strip away your dignity and your self-respect. And that is a key part into turning you from a free human being into a slave. Because slaves have no privacy, and they have no dignity, and they have no self-respect. And that's part of the brainwashing. It's not like the government is really going to learn anything useful from finding out where I've taken this phone over the last couple of years. There really isn't anything in there. It's all a part of this constant message. We are watching you. We have control over where you... We know what you're doing at all times. It's psychological. It's psychological warfare against the American people by the U.S. government. They have declared war on you. And they're using psych warfare to keep you from going Cairo on them. Alrighty. Interesting little story from over on Newsweek. Apparently, the Newsweek Daily Beast Company today announced that former Congresswoman Jane Harman is assuming the seat of the late executive chairman, Dr. Sidney Harman, on their board of directors. Okay, it's, I guess it's an inherited position. But this is the same Jane Harman who was caught on wiretaps making deals with Israel to get the charges dropped against the two AIPAC spies. She should be in jail for corruption and aiding and abetting a foreign intelligence service. And instead, she's on the board of directors of a very rich, wealthy company. And no doubt will continue to influence it on behalf of her good buddies over there in Israel. Okay. Well, let's see. I guess people are starting to get upset about what's going on here. The Missouri's lieutenant governor had his car stolen and burned. Not quite the same extent as shooting down an L.A. police helicopter like happened a few days ago, but what's going on there? Now, interestingly enough, as Der Fuhrer, Scott Walker, up there in Wisconsin, continues to try and make those gosh darn teachers pay for Wall Street's criminality, not surprisingly, a lot of teachers who are eligible to take early retirement are choosing to do so, while their benefits are still guaranteed. The writing, as they say, is on the wall that Scott Walker is going to basically take away retirement benefits as fast as he can, because by golly, when Wall Street CEOs loot the American people, we have got to slap around those teachers and make them pay for it. And the net result is the most experienced teachers, the ones who really are able to do a good job educating our children, are being driven out of the public education system by Scott Walker's desire to loot the American people to save the Wall Street bankers from prison. I don't see this as good management. I hope the people of Wisconsin do not see it as good management. I hope the people of Wisconsin show this guy the door the next time he's up for election. Or maybe recall. Or maybe tar and feathers. Maybe we should, we ought to do that. All righty, we're coming up here to another break, another commercial break here. And when we come back, I'm going to go off into the world of science just a little tiny bit. There's been a news announcement from the Large Hadron Collider of, well, they're not really sure if there's anything there at all, but by golly, it was worth an announcement after all the money they've spent and continue to spend on this religious edifice that they've got there. So we're going to be talking about that. Callers are welcome, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're coming up. My clock says we are about 10 seconds away from taking that break. And I don't want to start the LHC story until we come on back, so that's why I'm vamping for time, vamping for cue, and vamping for the music. And here we go, and there it is. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get into the Large Hadron Collider, apparently security researchers have now confirmed that Microsoft is also collecting your locations from anybody who's using the Windows phone system. So they're all doing it, which pretty much suggests to me that this is something that's mandated by the government, part of that total information awareness. We will know everything about you. And interesting little side note, apparently the State Department, to issue a passport now, requires a full and complete employment history. Now, I don't think I have Alzheimer's, primarily because I can remember the word. But I don't remember everybody I've ever worked for in my entire life, especially back when I was, you know, just getting out of school. I remember being, you know, working in some store near my home. I don't remember the name of it. I don't even think it's there anymore. I did a couple of brief turns as a short order cook in my early college days before I got the magic business going. I don't remember what those places were. It's completely unrealistic. What does your employment history have to do with simply identifying you as you go from country to country to country? It's just another... I think what they're looking for reasons to deny passports. They don't want Americans starting to leave the United States of America, and that's starting to happen. We've seen it over the last couple of years. A lot of people I know who are very well qualified in the fields of computer animation and film effects have relocated outside the country, along with their earnings ability. And all that's left inside the United States of America are people who basically don't have sellable skills and don't have the means to emigrate to another country, don't have skills that would have them invited in. And so maybe the State Department is trying to figure out a way where they can say, oh, well, you forgot to mention how you were mowing lawns for spare change when you were back there and 14 years old, and so we're denying you a passport. I'm not really sure what's going on about that. Let's see. Apparently, St. Louis Airport just got hit by... Okay. I'm on. Okay, right. Yeah, we dropped out for a second there, and it looks like Roadrunner's still working and Justin TV's still working. I think, I hope, I don't know. Everything's falling apart. This entire country is behaving like it's made out of compressed rust. Man, oh man. You know something? I think we all have images of what we think the dark place is going to look like. If you've lived your life and if you believe in an afterlife, there's a place you go where you were good and a place you go where you were bad. And my image of that place you go that's really bad is all the high-tech equipment in the world and all of it supplied by the lowest bidder, much as Alan Shepard used to say his feeling about the Mercury spacecraft was. And it's always failing and it's always out of warranty and it's always this and it's always that. I feel very much like King Sisyphus trying to keep all of this stuff up and running here. You know, but the military, they get the best of everything, and they get, and if it doesn't work, they just throw it away and they buy a brand new one here on taxpayer expense and stuff like that. All right, getting over here to the Large Hadron Collider. Now, I view the Large Hadron Collider as basically another in a long chain of these very expensive, state-of-the-art religious edifices intended to communicate with God. And it's in the same category as Stonehenge, the pyramids, St. Peter's. All of these represented the very best, most intelligent design for machines designed to communicate with God. And the latest one is the Large Hadron Collider. Now, they've issued an announcement today, and they're saying the physics blogs are at Twitter that maybe the Large Hadron Collider has found a hint of a whiff. Of a sniff, maybe, of the Higgs boson. Or not. Could be something else. Could be nothing there at all. Could just be noise in the detector. But there was enough to, like, put out this announcement. And if there's that much excitement over basically what at this point is a non-confirmed non-story, it reveals that the scientific objectivity has been lost. They so want to find this thing because it means they'll go to heaven when they die and they'll have a harp and wings and everything. And they've lost their objectivity. And science, where you've lost your objectivity, is no science at all, as we learned during the global warming fiasco. So how did we get here? All right, a little bit of a recap on what's going on and why the LHC and the Higgs boson are so important. Everybody's just got their knickers in a twist hoping that they can find this thing. Back in 1929... a guy by the name of Edwin Hubble, for whom the space telescope is named, figured out that the spectrum of objects in the night sky becomes redshifted the further the object is away from Earth, and comes up with this thing called the Hubble constant, where if you measure that redshift, you now know how far away that object is. Okay? Now, Hubble himself did not suggest that the redshift was proof of relative motions. He just said, the further away it is, the more the spectrum is redshifted. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the Large Hadron Collider after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Large Hadron Collider and the announcement that maybe they kind of sort of found a hint of a whiff of the so-called Higgs boson. And maybe it was something unexpected. They're not really sure, but it was enough to issue a press release and get everybody saying, oh, boy, we're almost there. So in 1929, Edwin Hubble realizes that objects in the universe, the further away from Earth they are, the more their spectrums are shifted to the red end. And he made no conclusions about it other than the more the red spectrum is redshifted, the further the object is away. He did not himself imply any relative motion because of the spectrum. Now, that leap to conclusion came from a Catholic monk, Georges Lemaître, who claims that the observed redshift proves Lemaître's theory of an expanding universe, which Lemaître said must be there because obviously if God created the universe in the distant past, it all came from one part and is spreading out into the universe. So, that's what's going on there. Now, at this point, I want to mention a guy by the name of Aristotle. You've probably heard of him. Very smart guy, but he did some things that were really kind of goofy. And in one very famous experiment, he took an orange, and he threw it up into the air, and it came back down and landed in his hand. And Aristotle said, if the Earth was moving, then the instant I threw the orange up, it would fly way off to one side, and I wouldn't be able to catch it. So the fact that I'm able to throw the orange up in the air and have it come down and land in my hand proves the Earth is not moving, therefore everybody else, everything else is moving around the Earth. And, of course, the church loved that and said, okay, that's it. The Earth is the center of all, and everything moves around that. And anybody who disagreed got tortured or burned at the stake or worse. And so basically Aristotle took one observed fact and the assumption there was not an alternative explanation for it, which of course Sir Isaac Newton came up with, and basically put science in a completely wrong direction. And I think we're looking at the same thing here, because Lemaître has taken one observed fact, distant objects have a redshift, and one assumption that there's no other explanation for the redshift other than relative velocity, and came up with this theory of the expanding universe and the Big Bang. And this was hailed as vindication of God and religious beliefs, and yeehaw, we get to go to heaven when we die. But there was a problem, and that is that so many of these aspects of this Big Bang theory didn't work out. There were a lot of contradictions going on. The math didn't really work out as to where and when this was going to happen. And rather than go back and re-examine the basic premise, they basically did what scientists at the time of Galileo did. They said, oh, no, we dare not question the divinely revealed nature of the universe. We'll come up with an alternative explanation that makes it work. In the case of the Earth-centered universe, they came up with something called epicycles and deference, which sort of kind of maybe explained away things like retrograde motion in a way that did not offend the church and the Inquisition. Okay, and so we've got this very complicated cosmology around the Big Bang about how all of this stuff can happen. Then the real big problem showed up. That think, Albert Einstein came up with a thing called general relativity, and with it the concept of the black hole. Objects that are so massive that even light cannot escape from their gravity. Now, obviously, the Big Bang theory has a problem in that this so-called singularity from whence everything comes would also be the greatest black hole in the universe, quite literally. But rather than go back and challenge that, excuse me, that religiously supported theory of a moment of creation, scientists started coming up with all of this complex theories, none of which have been proven, about how at the moment God sneezed the universe into creation, it had no mass. No mass at all. Therefore, had no gravity and nothing to prevent it from spreading out from the moment of creation. And then once the universe was conveniently large enough where it wouldn't fall back into its own gravity well, then all of a sudden it attained mass. And how it did it was by interacting with a particle called the Higgs boson. It's kind of like the two tubes you get for epoxy cement. You have to mix them together thoroughly, and then you get the cement. Same thing here. You get the protomatter and the Higgs boson, and you get them far enough away from the singularity. Then you mix them together from the two tubes, and you get matter and physics as we know it today. That's literally the theory of the Higgs boson. Okay? So they've never actually found a Higgs boson, and they're looking for one, and that is the entire purpose of this hugely expensive Large Hadron Collider at CERN, to find this one particle and prove there was a moment of creation and a Big Bang, and there's a God out there who loves us and sits up nights to admire us. It's not a science instrument. The Large Hadron Collider is the world's most expensive religious altar. It's a shrine. And there is so much wishful thinking and expectation going into this thing. Even if it produces something, they say, oh, that must be the Higgs boson. They cannot prove it ever existed before that moment. At the energies that they're working with at this Large Hadron Collider, they could be just be creating it right then and there. They've literally created a machine to try and manufacture this thing out of this high energy, and then they say, ah, there it is. Then they're not going to be able to prove that it ever existed before that precise moment. Now, under the theory of the Big Bang, in order to be present to mix with the other tube, the Higgs boson must also have no mass whatsoever, or it would not escape the black hole, the singularity. So that's going to make it virtually impossible to detect. How do you detect something that has no mass whatsoever? It's a conundrum. As I was sitting on my chair, I met a particle that was not there. I don't think they're going to find the Higgs boson. I don't think it's there to be found. I think they're going to dance around and say, we think maybe, but there have been so many other colliders who've said the same thing. Oh, we think we may have found it. No, I guess it wasn't really there. They so want to believe, and they've got all this money, and they built this religious shrine to this idea of a Big Bang and a moment of creation. And they're so desperate to prove it's really there, because the alternative is that when you die, you stay dead. And that's a depressing prospect. The Large Hadron Collider is not a scientific instrument. It's the world's most expensive high-tech church. Even the Scientologists cannot compare with this one. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was thinking about this data collection stuff, and actually on the topic of this priesthood with the Hadron Collider, and I've been kind of seeing a trend here, data collection beyond just individual intimidation, but the idea of a new priesthood of data and quantum is a new, like, Delphi Oracle type thing, where here we have all the answers, we can predict the future, we know what's happening, we understand reality better than you, your opinions don't mean much, we're the authority.
That's a good insight. I like that. That's a good insight.
Yeah, I had a couple of years ago, I used to have this fantasy that people asked what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I was like 20. I said I wanted to be a feudal librarian information lord. But that's what kind of got me thinking about this idea of the priesthood. And I think that's actually coming. You see that in Wall Street with the quants. I mean, even the money powers are doing whatever, the mathematics and the computers. So are they going to be the new priesthood for the king and do what the king or the whatever wants?
Did you ever see a movie called, I think it was called simply The Net, and it was, I can see her face, the actress, she also did...
Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock. And it was very interesting because it was predicated on the idea that the computer security companies were the ones causing security problems, but nobody would believe Sandra Bullock because everybody had been raised with this religious mantra, computers don't make mistakes. Computers don't make mistakes. And it's a very powerful story point. That's also why 2001 worked, because, you know, the most perfect computer in the world, and it goes psychotic and murders its crew.
Right.
And that was such, that, you know, back then, you know, before Stuxnet came along, that was a real radical idea that computers could actually, you know, turn out to be our enemies and our enslavers. Of course, even Charlie Chaplin did a movie showing how humanity was going to be enslaved by machines.
Yeah, that's a common topic of 50 science fictions. Well, even to a lesser extent, Orwell's 1984.
That was a political machine rather than a machine.
Correct, although they did have
Humans were still in charge of society in George Orwell's world. They was just, you know, the bastards out there.
Although,
but in our modern world, I mean, we're more under the control of computers even now than we realize. One of the things that drove our financial system into such ruin is that the decisions on who gets investment money and who doesn't are now left up to computers, which only look at the profitability of the venture. And they're not programmed to look at social cost, long-term benefits to humanity. And as a result, you see the investment capital being given to these fly-by-night, you know, selling the junk real quickly, make a lot of money fast operations.
Yep.
And projects that might actually benefit humanity in the long term, because they don't make as much money, are denied funding. And that's a very real way in which computers control our lives. Look at the foreclosure disaster. All these homes that were taken from people because the computer on the desk at the bank said, oh, take their home. And the banker said, yes, master, I must obey. And simply rubber stamped it all and went out there. And now we're finding out something was seriously wrong, because a lot of homes were taken that shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
People were foreclosed on, didn't even have mortgages. And I think a big part of it might be that the mortgage electronic registration system computer software had some problems in it. And that's part of what they're trying to cover up from this whole disaster. And, yeah, for a long time in our country, the mortgage electronic registration system was making decisions that affected the lives of Americans staying in their homes or not.
Right.
Talk about abandoning your rule of your own country to machines. It's already happened.
Right.
I'll give you a benign example, and then I'll let you talk for a while, because I apologize for interrupting
no
you.
Problem.
I've got this Xterra. And It's a credit card. It was made in Tennessee. My mistake. I've had Nissans before, and they were wonderful, but they were all made in Japan. This thing's made in Tennessee, and it's an absolute disaster. It started missing after we got the new engine put in there, so I figured, no problem, I'll go out there and adjust the idle, which gives my age away, because apparently in all these modern cars, the idle is controlled by the onboard computer, and there's no way for me to get in there and adjust it anymore. You know, I'm old school. Get a screwdriver, reset the idle, and you're done. But even the cars are totally under the control of the computers. If you watch, if you're a big fan of the TV show Top Gear, they're showing these cars that are so powerful and so light that if you don't let the computer run them for you, you cannot drive them. They'll simply spin out of control. I mean, that's really scary. I mean, I want a car where I'm driving it and I'll settle for a little less speed and a little less mileage. I don't want to have my life end because an integrated circuit from the lowest bidder fails at a critical moment.
Diana,
Tim,
murder.
Yeah.
But the driver could not actually turn to avoid the barrier because the computer decided it needed to go straight, the anti-lock brake. So that's been attributed in that case. But you got, of course, computers playing poker chips, but you see the idea of the scientific models. We got the data. We got that climate gate would be one example of we get to dictate policy because our data, our computers are more butch than yours.
Yeah, that is a really wonderful insight that you have there. Excuse me. And, I mean, we saw so much data laundering and polishing and we got all these computers and stuff. Therefore, we know more than you do and you should listen to us. Thankfully, humanity did not. And we understand that this whole human-caused global warming thing was a scam. It was all about global government and global carbon taxation and all the rest of it. And we need to be aware they're going to come back with that one or something just like it. And you're absolutely right. If they grab all the data and all the computers and they say, oh, see, our computers say that, we need to come around and kick you all in the kneecap for the good of humanity. And we need to remember that computers are only going to put out what some crook put in there. Look at all these voting machine problems we have. Mm-hmm. We're letting these computers are literally picking the next leaders of our country, and we have no way of knowing if it represents the will of the people or just some, programmer who needed a job and went in and dicked around with these things. We know that most voting machines are very insecure. And no more reliable. Diebold is the perfect example. They make automated teller machines for banks that never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other, have a full and complete audit record, and yet the voting machine made by the exact same company has at least 12 known ways you can get in and change the results of the election.
Mm-hmm. For an application that's very simple, like add one to a number and then should just be an open source app that everybody could examine.
But it's always held to be proprietary. How we count votes, that's top secret. Shouldn't be.
Right. Well,
absolutely should not be.
Well, the method of rigging is probably the top secret. But anyway, you have that same situation. Like today's fuel, the priests held power by, we can predict the eclipses. We know when to plant food, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, give us money, give us power, because we have the magic.
Boy, you're absolutely right. That is a wonderful insight. That is absolutely wonderful.
All right. Well, I probably should let you go and get on with the show, but that's something I've been, like I said, pondering for the last few days with this thing. So anyway, it's good talking to you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot, Tim. You're absolutely right. Scientists are not being used to study science. They're being used as the new priesthood, and I know I was sort of skirting along the edge of that with the Large Hadron Collider, but they were doing exactly the same thing with this whole global warming thing. We have scientists instead of the ornate robes and the funny hats at the front of the church. It's the guy in the white robe in the lab. And they're no more honest than their theocratic counterparts. But we're supposed to just look at the lab coat and say, oh, he must be telling us the truth. And, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, look how much bad medicine is sold to the American public because some guy in a white jacket says, oh, you got to be taking this. Yeah, that's the whole new priesthood. Well, I'm a heretic. What can I tell you?
What can I tell you? You've got now the drug companies suing, saying it's their First Amendment right that they can get access to the prescription data in Vermont. So
that's the First Amendment right.
That's on the Republic site that they're arguing. Vermont has a law that you can't give doctors prescription habits to anybody or sell them, and they're suing Vermont in the federal court saying it violates their free speech rights.
That, boy, that's a bit of a reach. But you know something? Would not surprise me at all in this election season to see them win the case, because they got big checkbooks and they're not shy about signing those checks out to anybody who will get them what they want.
Besides, I think our computer model. So anyway, we'll catch you later, Mike. I'll let you get on with the show. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. I have a computer model that, you know, I patented sex, and you all owe me 5 cents every time you do it. My computer model says you're in arrears for several billion dollars, so please send it in. You can use the donations lever at the front of whatreallyhappened.com. All righty. You know, sometimes we do live in this very bizarro world, and if you're not sure what I mean by that word, when I was a kid, way, way, way back during the last great ice age, I was a big fan of the Superman comic books, and there was an aspect of Superman called Bizarro World, and it represented a failed or botched experiment. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Bizarro World and how our country is turning into it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about Bizarro World. And anyway, basically, if you're a fan of Superman comics, Bizarro World, some scientist, and I may botch this, it's been a long time since I looked at comic books, but apparently to try and save Krypton, created a copy of it, but the copy was flawed. round-off era, whatever, and we created a bizarre world where things just were the inverse of what you would expect them to be. And it was a very useful story device for pointing out some of the absurdities in our own world. So this gets me to the story where teenagers dressed as Easter bunnies, and these are cancer patients inside these Easter bunny costumes. And they were out having an event, you know, to try and deal with depression. Anyway, they're going to the zoo, and the zoo won't let them in out of concern that their Easter rabbit costumes might cause the animals psychological damage. Okay? Now, I am all for avoiding cruelty to animals, but I do not care to see when concern for animals comes above concern for human beings. I don't really think that Easter bunnies are going to upset the animals. To judge by my dog that I used to have, they love fluffy animals. Okay? They don't have a problem with it. But what about the damage done to these kids who get all dressed up? They're cancer patients. They're already dealing with so much. And they get all dressed up and they go to the zoo and the zoo won't let them in. What about the psychological damage to them? That's how bizarre a world we are. I just got an email. You're going to love this one. Somebody sent me in a joke regarding the Large Hadron Collider. A Higgs boson walks into a church. The priest says, "You can't come in here." The particle says, "You can't have mass without me." That's a good one. That is a good one. All righty. Let's see. Looking it around here. The silver and gold are still dancing around at very high levels. Now the silver brokers are screaming there's a conspiracy to harm them with all these people buying silver now. Gee, I thought you had it for sale. But you're buying too much of it, you know, and basically what it is the short selling is becoming exposed and everybody's upset about that. The gold and silver prices are still high. Bernanke and the Federal Reserve are trying to find some way to knock them back down again because they need people to trust and stay with the pretty printed pieces of paper. And it's just not going to happen. I think May is going to be a very, very dark time. The situation in China, they're not going to buy any more American debt unless the dollar can be made to be worth more. And there's no way to make the dollar be worth more unless you bring back the manufacturing and the science and technology and development and create a product that people will want to buy in other countries. And we don't have that. That leaves only one other alternative for our government, since I don't expect them to abdicate. That means they're going to crank up World War III for real. And they're just going to go out, and they're going to simply bomb everybody that the U.S. government owes money to, because that's how they solved their problems the last two times. All righty, we're just about at the end of the show here. And I think we need to, with an eye toward this thing with Scott Walker in Wisconsin, we need to be going around and remind everybody where the blame for the economy lies. It lies with Wall Street. It's not the fault of teachers and public workers and union members and firefighters, and we've got to stop government from attempting to punish ordinary Americans for the crimes of the money junkies on Wall Street. We have to unite together on this one issue at least. That's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
Next round of the worst.